Jason Sieber is the director of the Louisville Youth Orchestra, and they are coming up on their 2010-2011 concert season. Jason, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Well, let's talk first about the auditions. How would one go about auditioning for the Louisville Youth Orchestra? How old and what instruments?
Good question. Our auditions are actually coming up August 28th through September 5th. We have our auditions every fall for the current season, and we take kids anywhere from ages, we have them as young as 6 or 7, all the way up through age 21 they can participate. And all of our auditions are based on experience, not so much on age. So we're looking for kids that have at least been playing for 2 to 3 years, but many of them have been playing as many as 10, 12 years, especially those of them that are in high school, especially.
And I assume you audition all of the standard orchestral instruments?
Correct. We have spots for string players, woodwinds, brass, and percussion.
Do your students typically come from the public school system in the area, private schools as well?
We get a real nice mix of both public and private school kids and some homeschool kids as well. And they come from not only Jefferson County, but many of the surrounding counties, not only in Kentucky, but also in southern Indiana.
Mm-hmm. How often do you rehearse per week?
We rehearse once a week, typically Sunday afternoons from 2 to 5 throughout the season.
And what should a young person expect at these orchestral rehearsals?
Well, it's especially neat to see the kids that are having their first audition ever. They're, you know, quite nervous, of course. And we always tell them we're not looking for perfection. We're not looking for a superstar player. We're looking for potential. And we're looking for kids that are really eager to learn and want a great musical experience. So we always try to calm them down as they come in the audition room. And all we ask that they play is a scale of their choice, any number of octaves, any key, whatever they're comfortable with. And then a short piece, usually anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes in length, that kind of demonstrates their current playing level. And we usually have them sight read a little bit just to make sure we place them in the proper ensemble.
Now, do the kids that come audition for you, are they coming from an ensemble background, maybe playing ensembles in schools, or are they coming from places where they don't have the opportunity to play?
All of our members have to be a member of their school band or orchestra if one exists. So most of them have a considerable amount of ensemble experience already. The one thing that a lot of our schools in this area do not have is a full symphony orchestra experience. Or if they do, it's very limited. So our two most advanced groups, the Symphony Orchestra and Repertory Orchestra, are excellent outlets for many of these kids to have that opportunity to work with a wind or brass player if they're strings or vice versa, and really perform a lot of great full orchestral literature.
Now, there's some great concerts, especially for the fall coming up, to get these kids really excited about performance. The most, well, I wouldn't say important, but certainly the headliner for your fall is a concert coming up in October with a band called My Morning Jacket.
Yeah, everyone's favorite Louisville band, My Morning Jacket. Fantastic band, great musicians. This has been a goal of mine for about 3 or 4 years to have the opportunity for the youth orchestra to perform with them. And we're going to be doing a concert with our symphony orchestra playing alongside My Morning Jacket in the new KFC Yum Center October 29th. So okay. We're really looking forward to that.
And a quick question, they do some kind of donation process back to the orchestra, is that right?
Right. Every My Morning Jacket concert, they try to give back to whatever community they're performing in. Mm-hmm. And so they've chosen to donate $1 from every ticket towards our scholarship fund. We have a lot of kids that have need-based scholarships to participate in the youth orchestra. Mm-hmm. And so they've been very generous to offer part of their ticket proceeds to our scholarship fund for this concert.
Terrific. Well, that's the Louisville Youth Orchestra and auditions coming up here in end of August, beginning
August,
of September.
August 28th they start and they run through September 5th. Yep.
Okay. And Jason Sieber is the director of that group and a great person to have around here. And thanks, Jason, for your time today.
Thank you very much, Daniel.